Well, MPs have criticised sharply plans to allow HM Revenue and Customs to seize money from people's bank accounts to pay their tax bills. The Commons Treasury Committee says it's very concerned because tax officials have a history of making mistakes. It says ministers must consider extra safeguards to protect people. Well, the Conservative MP Mark Garnier is a member of the Treasury Select Committee and says they're worried that HMRC will be acting as an agent.
Essentially, the HMRC will be acting as judge and jury. It'll be saying, you know, we have determined that there is an amount owed. We've determined that we're going to go and get it. We've given you the four warnings, and now we're going to help ourselves to it. And this is something which we feel very worried about, that it's acting on its own behalf.
Well, Charlotte Barber is a tax specialist at the Institute of Chartered Accountants of Scotland, and she talked me through the changes.
Well, these changes have come about because HMRC, as we know, has experienced difficulty in collecting money. I mean, that goes hand in hand with tax collection, doesn't it? And so there's been a general move with powers and how you do collect money. We've also had quite a long spell of looking at whether people are avoiding taxes and so on. And I think the general climate is just to try and push for tightening up collection. It's understandable. Any businessman would look to tighten up his collection too, wouldn't he?
So if you're overdue on your tax bill, how would this work? HMRC can just go directly into your bank account?
This particular thing is aimed purely at a very, very small cohort. There's around about 17,000 cases which are estimated to be there. And it's purely the self-employed or folk who are due tax credit repayments. It wouldn't necessarily be those who are employed. They would be on PAYE, and I think their tax is dealt with at source. So it's a small amount of people. And yes, in essence, it looks as though anybody with more than £6,000 in their bank account could have HMRC going to the bank and asking for a stay to be put on their money for 14 days. There's a process in there which is meant to provide safeguards around that. And thereafter, HMRC could take the money if agreement hadn't been reached.
So effectively, HMRC would be freezing the amount due, and that would give people, 14 days to query it or object?
There's 14 calendar days in which to object, which I think is a very tight timetable. And I think, as well as that, if you're dealing with people who you've had difficulty corresponding with, and we don't know if these people that are affected are the vulnerable and maybe folk with difficulties in dealing with their tax, or whether it's people who are truly trying to avoid tax and delay tax. So there's both those kind of groups that one could look at. But yes, if you're in a vulnerable position and you haven't dealt with HMRC for quite a long time and you've ended up in this position, 14 days seems like a very tight turnaround.
Why is there such a push to get the tax money as quickly as possible? In the sense that if you're overdue tax at the moment, you're charged interest. So the tax man is making money out of this.
He is making money out of you if he can collect it. But you have to remember too that in HMRC's position, they are charged with collecting tax, and it is not in their remit to sit and wait or, you know, let some people slide and not pay. It is their duty to collect tax, and every citizen has that duty to pay tax. The proposal here is aimed at a very small minority of people, and it's also aimed at those where HMRC have tried and tried and tried. And one does have some sympathy if you've corresponded at length with somebody and had no response at all and tried phone calls and so on. It must be quite difficult to know how you do extract money.
Is there not a worry that HMRC are effectively acting as judge and jury?
I think a lot of commentators have said that there need to be adequate safeguards. And if you're to go down this route, there do need to be for some very strong safeguards.
Charlotte Barber there, who's a tax specialist at the Institute of Chartered Accountants of Scotland.